I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown, and that is the theme music from the Fox mega hit series Empire. Joining me to talk about this show that just had its season finale last night is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, they've run all the episodes they have on the Fox network, and this thing never stopped going up and defying gravity.
Yeah, it's the first show in over a decade to gain viewers each week it was on, which is an unprecedented feat, especially in this day and age where people sample and then they move on.
Now, let me just pause. If people don't know what Empire is, it's a melodrama, a very soapy melodrama co-created by Lee Daniels and Danny Strong. Danny Strong was the writer of Lee Daniels' The Butler, and Lee Daniels, of course, was the director of that film. They worked together on this. It is very over the top. It is the story of hip-hop mogul Lucius Lyon and his sons, who he pits against each other to take over the empire. And, of course, his ex-wife, played by Taraji P. Henson, who is Cookie, and she basically steals every single scene that she is in, and people cannot get enough of that amazing performance.
Yeah, 16.5 million viewers for the first hour of the two-hour finale last night. Those are numbers that would be, I mean, we're talking Walking Dead numbers. I mean, that is just not, it doesn't happen on broadcast TV anymore.
Yeah, it is on track to be the biggest show of the season in broadcast television. It is a true breakout with almost all African-American cast. Other networks in the broadcast world are definitely taking note. The clamor for diversity, I think, is really going to be extra heard thanks to this show, and it's been the ratings are a salvation for Fox, which was really hurting.
Yeah, I mean, Fox is still hurting, but the question right now is, what are they going to do moving forward? I mean, there is a real movement inside Fox to get this show back on the air before next January. I mean, Lee Daniels has said that he doesn't want to rush it, and he doesn't want to do more than, you know, 12 or 13 episodes, but Fox wants this show back in the fall, and they would like to have more than 12 or 13 episodes.
Yeah, I think that they will have it back in the fall. Our guest this week on our show, The Business, is going to be Danny Strong, who is the co-creator of the show. And it seemed like that was a safe bet. Fox certainly needs it. I think where Lee Daniels may draw the line is at increasing the number of episodes. And I have to say, you know, Empire is one busy show. I mean, I'm a fan. I've watched every episode. There was two episodes back to back. That thing was going back and forth at an incredibly breakneck speed with shifting alliances, brawls, you know, physically fighting brawls, a murder. I mean, I'm like saying, hey, slow down, guys. Where the heck are you going to go? This is a very important property, and they have to kind of husband it a little bit, I should think.
Yeah, I think the worry is that they've burned through the entire storyline in the first season, but that's up to the writers now to regroup and come up with something fresh.
I'll tell you what, I'm probably going to be watching in the fall when it comes back. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, executive editor of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.